Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. I'm Joshua Simmons here this morning with Coach Brindley. And Pisgah comes up just a tad short last night as they drop a conference contest to West Henderson. And, Coach, just wanted to start off with your first impressions overall with the game. We talked off air, just big plays for West that kind of put us in a hole early. Just first impressions of kind of what took place last night.
You know, it really was for them. I think they had right at 200 yards of offense on four big plays. And, other than that, we did a really good job defensively. Got to give some credit to them. They've got some explosive guys, and they were able to get them out in space at times. And when those guys find a crease, they're tough to bring down in the open field. Thought we played well offensively. Thought we did some good things. Gave ourselves an opportunity to win the game there in the fourth quarter, and that's really what you're looking for.
Yeah, part of that, Coach, we wanted to mention, I thought we made some really great halftime adjustments. We came out and actually did win the second half. We had just kind of put ourselves in a hole there. What did we see at half, or what were we able to do to make those adjustments? I thought we moved the ball really well in the second half.
Yeah, so what they were doing up front, and they were certainly very multiple up front, and they do a good job. They create a lot of chaos with what they do. Still gap sound and things like that, but they create a lot of chaos. So we were able to kind of identify what we were getting, find some things that were good to us, some things that we had not been able to run there in the first half, and helped us some move the football, particularly on the ground. When you look at the opening drive of the second half, we were able to really gash them there, three plays and go about 80 yards. Landon Pope carrying it all three times. Just what they were doing schematically was difficult, but we were able to find some things.
Yeah, and Landon wanted that football. You could tell. He said, just keep giving it to me, Coach, a couple of times there.
Yep.
Just that big run, we talked on air. He's kind of known for being a power back, but, man, he broke through there and really showed his speed on that big 73-yard run.
He is a legit, high 4.6, low 4.7 guy. He's one of those guys that's deceptively fast and made some good moves in the open field. And then when he gets going, DBs don't really want to tackle him. And I think that was evident last night. I know several of their DBs took pretty good shots from him, and I'm sure they're sore this morning.
Yeah, it was a physical football game. There were a lot of big hits from both sides. Their backs were not afraid to lower their shoulders as well into our folks, and that was something that I thought we adjusted kind of in the second half there. But they were definitely too. And to have two backs like that they could bring in is going to be a struggle for all defenses. But I thought we did a fairly good job, other than those big plays. And I think they just were able to break some. And nothing we could really do there. They just kind of did their stuff well.
They did. They know what they're doing, and they do it really, really well. And really the thing that we had talked about all week is when you're playing a team that's an outside zone team, wide zone team like that, you've got to be able to fit the run so well, because those backs had great vision. They understand it, and they do a really good job. If you have a misfit, those dudes have an opportunity to hit a crease, and it turns into a big play. And we saw that there in the first half with a 46-yard touchdown run and then a 64-yard touchdown run. And it was just those were some misfits that we had in terms of our run fits. And when that happens, big plays can occur.
Yes, sir. One thing was good for us. I thought we were able to sustain drives, whereas theirs were kind of big plays. We were able to sustain offensive drives for the most part, and that was nice to see. I know Aaron threw the ball well, had a couple of nice touchdown passes. The one, Matthew Mahaffey caught his first touchdown pass of the season, and just talk about that play kind of there in the second half, how big that was to get us right back, into a one-score game.
That was a big play for us to be down 27-17 and really know that we needed to be able to put some points on the board there to give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter. It was a great play. Aaron, we were in some turn protection there, and we were rolling to our right, running a post with Matt, running an out route with Jake, and then a shoot route with Mason. We had the backside route with Kenyon coming across the field, and Aaron did a really good job, got his shoulders turned, got his hips downfield, and made a great throw on the run. And, of course, Matt made a good catch in traffic.
Yeah, it was a great catch, Matthew Mahaffey. His for his first touchdown of the year. Coach, we talked about it in the pregame, and unfortunately it didn't go our way. The turnover battle was something that we, you know, West had turned the ball over 10 times in five games and something we were kind of looking for, hoping to happen, and we just never could get one to happen there. A couple of chances on their passes, but he really didn't throw a pick ball. He missed some guys, but nothing that was a turnover, and their running backs were able to just hold on to the football last night, as they've not done the rest of the season.
Yeah, and you know, their quarterback had. He had thrown quite a few interceptions, and you know, we'd seen that on film. We had talked to our guys about that, about you know, sometimes he was just going to throw things up, and you know, unfortunately last night he never did. He never gave us an opportunity to turn the football over and put our offense in good field position, and you know, that was one of those things that that we really needed to go our way to be able to win that football game.
I thought, though, as far as a coached game, I thought we did a great job. A great decision there to punt on the fourth down. Matthew with a great punt put him in, and that really flipped the field for us when we were able to end up getting it to a one score game.
It was you know, you're kind of sitting there in with a time and score of the game where it's the potential that you go for that right there. Really felt like if we had gone for that and not converted there on fourth down, you know, we could have put ourselves in a real bind, almost made the game unreachable, but knew that if we could pin them deep, get a stop, we would probably have good field position, and we did, and we're able to convert that into a touchdown.
And what other parts of the game, Coach, did you thought we did execute well last night?
You know, I think just, you know, up front, based on what they were doing, they were so multiple, and I don't know that people, you know, truly grasp the concept of how complicated it is in the box, you know, based on what they're getting and how you have to you know, sometimes you're comboing to the backside back, or sometimes you're having to make a Betsy call up front with the center based on what they're doing, and you know, if there's a four eye, if there's a four, if he's a three, there's just so much. It's so complicated in terms of what they're doing, and there's so much critical thinking that goes into it up front. I thought our big boys did a really good job for us to be able to rush for, I think, 224 yards last night on something like 28, 29 carries. I thought was a really good thing, and then be able to handle their pressure. Because their pressures were very complicated. It was very complex schematically what they were doing, and for us to be able to handle it, only give up the one sack there, and really that was not a breakdown in protection. That was, you know, just a situation where they covered us well down the field, and we, you know, we had to hold on to it a little longer than we wanted to.
Coach, this entire game kind of just felt like, from our point of view, we just needed that one break. We kind of never got it, never got a turnover, never got just a one break. They had that bad snap. We couldn't get on the ball. It actually rolled a little bit. But how proud of you were your team for their second half fight and how they just kept fighting?
Very proud of them. You know, I talked to our guys after the game, you know, and I was heartbroken for them because, you know, you want to win that football game, but you want to win it for them. And, you know, I talked to them about the word resiliency and how, you know, we as a town have shown resiliency, and we as a football team have to be able to do the same thing. So I was extremely proud of them. I was proud of their effort, and we've got to be able to pick ourselves back up, be ready to go on Monday, knowing that North Henderson's going to come to our place again.
We will be back to talk more about some other things that have gone on these past 20 days in between football games with Coach Ricky Brindley. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
1. Welcome back, folks, to the Coach Ricky Brimley Show. And, Coach, we want to take this segment to just discuss all that has gone on since in between football games. This town has once again been through a devastating natural disaster that has devastated families, some of our fans, and some of our own players, coaches. All of us in this community have seen what this tropical storm has done to us again. Our facilities have once again been put into disarray and destroyed. And so I just wanted you to talk just a second about what you learned about your team during these last really 3 weeks, Coach. And I've seen pictures. I've myself been out there in the mud with them, and with you as well. Just talk about what you learned about the character of your football team during all this.
You know, I think that's really the word that stands out is just character. And they've certainly proven that to me, their work ethic, their commitment to others. Certainly good football players. They're kids that I love. I really have just a tremendous amount of love for them. But I'm developing a great deal of respect for them and just their ability to basically roll their sleeves up, you know, put their boots on and go to work and just trounce through mud and muck and things like that and really, you know, just give to others when they don't have to. It'd be really easy just to stay at home and, you know, they may not have TV or internet or anything like that, but they could certainly just stay at home and relax. But they're not. They're out there. They're helping. They're serving. You know, we had our entire varsity football team this past week basically haul supplies up to IP, you know, the things that they needed up there. And our JV football team worked the aid station at Pisgah on Wednesday. Certainly, you know, been through multiple houses, and it's just been really impressive to watch certain kids that just they give. They just continue to give to others. You know, I'll go ahead and tell you Mason Putnam and Kenyon Moore really, really stand out. Those two kids have been at everything we've done. They've been willing to work as hard as they possibly can, and it really stands out to me just their ability to give.
Those were two kids I was going to mention, Coach, that I happened to be in the mud with last Saturday. Myself just squeegeeing and shoveling out some mud, and I look up, and there's those two, and they've got mud all over them, and we're kind of slopping it back before each other. And you know, it's sad, and you don't want to – sometimes you have to laugh so you don't cry, and mm-hmm. just – experiencing that with those young men and them yeah. kind of just being kids. You got to remember, they're 16, 17, 18 sure. year old kids, and they're being kids through all this, and how they're seeing this in their eyes is obviously sure. different than how an adult's seeing it. But to all they know they can do in that moment is just go help, and to yeah. see them do it. And they weren't the only ones there. There was a handful, yeah. you know, and you yourself were there and other coaches at that house we were working at. And just to see that, I just think that those will be things they'll remember for their entire lives. They'll remember these football games, sure. but those are definite things that they'll remember. Remember that year that we helped our community.
Yep, they will. And I think, you know, that's hopefully something that they can learn and they can grow from. And I think just the willingness to serve and the willingness to help others when it's not exactly fun work, it's not something you want to do, but you're willing to do that to help someone else. You know, that's something that they're going to learn and grow from, and then they're going to be better men because of having to help others through these types of situations and really learn from this. And I'm proud of them, really am. Just can't speak highly enough about them.
With all that said, how nice was it last week for them to be able to get on a practice field and for them to be able to run through practices and hit on each other and play some football?
You know, I left practice Monday night, Monday evening, and for the first time in a long time, I was excited. I was looking forward to something because I got to go home and I got to plan practice for the next day. I got to spend a lot of time watching film that night, knowing that we had an opponent. So I was extremely excited, and I know they were. I could tell through their enthusiasm, their excitement. Sometimes when we're up on the practice field, behind the field house, it's hard to get them going just a little bit because you're talking about really a grass field that's not in the greatest shape, and it's been trounced on, it's been beat down by the sun, and it's hard and things like that. You know, but I could tell their energy level was a little different last Monday. Even being up there on the grass field, it was different. And, you know, I was excited to see them be happy.
Yeah, speaking to two senior leaders on the Pisgah Sports interview that we run on Friday nights, just Sawyer and quarterback Aaron Clark both just speaking to the energy level of last week's practice and how you could tell that everybody was excited to be there. And you guys had some players, you know, we're not going to talk about them specifically, but they've been through some really tough times themselves, and they rallied around them. And I I think I heard one of your coaches say that kid was just so happy to not have to shovel mud for a day and be able to just get a couple hours to get their mind off of things. And that's what it really is, just to get their mind on football for
yep.
a little bit.
Yep, that's the truth. And you know, those kids, just to be able to come practice, particularly the ones that had devastating losses, I was so happy for them. I was you know, just excited that they got to do something that they enjoyed to do, even though it's difficult, even though you're hot and you're sweaty and you're miserable. In some moments, they were happy that they got to play a game that they loved, knowing that they had suffered a lot of devastation.
Coach, these are, as we said, 16, 17, some of your JVs and 14, 15-year-old kids. And how do you manage those emotions? Just think of all they've seen over the last 3 weeks. And as a leader, just helping those kids through those just ups and downs of emotions as we go through this now for the second time.
I think it's about consistency. I really do. I think it's about consistency as a leader. Trying to make sure that those kids see the same you every single day. They see a guy who cares about them. They see a guy who, when we're not on the practice field, can laugh and cut up and can be a different person almost in terms of your relational type status with them. And I think that's an important thing for us as a staff, is to make sure that they see us shoveling mud with them in homes and helping people, and they see us holding our small children, things like that, and bringing them around. I think that's how you help your kids and you continue to grow through these moments.
Yeah, it helps them to see what a man looks like moving forward, as they're going to all grow up and hopefully have families of their own, and they see that through those tough times. Coach, through all this, how proud have you been, and how much has it meant to you to be the head coach of Pisgah football through another time like this?
It's certainly the most special place in the world to me. Wouldn't trade this for anything. Wouldn't want to be the head football coach anywhere else in this state or any other state, just simply because of the passion I have for the P that we wear on the side of our helmet, and for the town and for the people that are here. And, there's such good people, and we have such good kids. This is just a very special place, and this is exactly where I want to be.
Yes, sir, and I just want to say personally, and I know the community feels this as well, thank you for what your leadership through this, just to see you and your other coaches and the coaching staff get those young men out there working, arranging things for them to do when they've kind of – because sometimes people just come and say, where can we help, and they don't know, and that can get confusing if people don't know where to go. But to have direction on where to put those kids, to put those young men, some of their families, even their fathers, mothers, everybody just kind of came together. Moms were able to do a nice dinner for you, I think, one night this week, and just wanted to speak to that about how the families of those people have just come to you and been able to help and get your team back into place.
It's really nice, because I'm so football focused, probably 99% of the time. At least that's probably what my wife and kids could tell you. But to have people like Miss Lauren Pope, Miss Casey Cantrell, that can help organize and get some of the other moms together. And we did. We had a family dinner Wednesday night. Principal Connor was able to be there. I know you and your brother were able to be there. It was just good for us, kind of as a football family, to be able to come together Wednesday night. We had a lot of our local businesses. Southern Porch did some things. I know Crawford Ray Funeral Home donated some hams for us, able to be able to cook and eat. It was just nice to be able to get together and see those people with their kids and see the families behind the players.
Yeah, and I think that's so important that people always remember this is so much big. Football is big here, but it's the Pisgah Nation is just such a cool thing to be a part of, from the little brothers and sisters that run around at the games that were able to be there that night, from all your support staff help that helped Miss Holly and all her athletic training staff, and just everybody that goes into that from behind the scenes. To see that night was an awesome thing. We'll be back to talk more with Coach Brindley about the upcoming schedule and some other things that are going to happen in Pisgah football in the next couple weeks. You're listening to Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place.
Ah!
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show, live here from the Black Bear Cafe in Canton. And, Coach, let's talk some things that have happened in the state. North Carolina High School Athletic Association gave a one-week extension, and so it's changed our schedule a little bit. Played West Henderson last night, and now we have the other two Hendersonville schools coming up. So just talk about kind of how all that worked out with our schedule moving forward.
You know, it was really our conference had to kind of vote and blow up the schedule just a little bit. For us to be able to work around some games. I know West needed to be able to play East Henderson. We certainly wanted to be able to play Tuscola, and moving that game to the end of the year, you know, we're not real sure what that's going to look like as far as venue goes, but it does give us an opportunity to get some work done down at the field. You know, so we've got North Henderson this week at Bethel, and then turn around the following Tuesday, I think October the 22nd, and go to East Henderson. That's supposed to be a 6:30 start time, so it will be a little bit earlier than normal, so we'll have to adjust our schedule a little bit. Then we have kind of a little bit of a break. We don't play on, I think, Friday the 25th, but turn around and play Franklin at Franklin on November the 1st. The extra week gives us the opportunity to play Tuscola on Friday the 8th, and then we go into the playoffs. So the state moved the state championship games back a week, did not adjust the playoffs in terms of the number of teams that make it or anything like that. So it's a situation where basically we're going to play 10 games, we're going to play everybody in our conference, and then we're going to go through a normal playoff.
So, Coach, on those playoff seats, so we'll play November the 8th, that'll be the Tuscola game, and as Coach said, not sure about the venue on that yet, working to hopefully get it here, but not sure. And the playoff seedings will come out that following Saturday or Sunday. I know sometimes that fluctuates a little bit.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Normally, typically, they come out around lunchtime on Saturday. You know, sometimes the state gets a little bit, you know, caught up with some things, and it becomes a little bit later, and it's 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday when you're trying to trade film and get travel plans and all that kind of stuff together if you're on the road. So we'll know who it will be, and then we'll start making plans that evening.
So, Coach, we got two big games coming up with North and both East. Two games I know we'll feel confident going into, and that can really play a fact in our playoff seed moving forward. And it will be nice to have a good break before we play a really good Franklin team. You'll have some extra prep in there.
It will. You know, we're going to play, you know, obviously West Henderson last night, then North Henderson turn around 3 days later and play East Henderson. And I think that break will be good for us as far as being able to kind of get our legs back under us a little bit, get some bumps and bruises healed up, and then to be able to have some good solid practices before you're able to go to Franklin and play a really good football team.
Coach, when you look at this conference now, you look at West Henderson and Franklin now at 2-0, us sitting right there at 1-1. Caleb and I said last night on the postgame show, this is not a conference that we feel like there's probably going to be an undefeated team at the end of the season. So still a lot of options and a lot of chances for us here moving forward in conference play.
Sure, there is. And a lot of it's based on how each team matches up against the other one. You know, there's certain teams that are going to be able to line up and play well in the box against Franklin, who wants to be able to get downhill at you and throw it very little. And then there's other teams, you know, like West Henderson, who's going to be a perimeter-oriented team who other schools may match up better against, and may be better in the box, but not quite as good on the perimeter. Really, you've got an opportunity here. I think you may have a one-loss or possibly even a two-loss conference champion.
And you start to look at it, you know, still a lot of football to be played, but you think there's going to be a lot of football teams from this conference that are going to make the playoffs, mm-hmm. and there's just no way that's going to be a fact.
Yeah. It is, and I think, you know, you've probably got legitimately probably five of the seven teams, maybe even six of the seven teams who will be playoff teams, and just speaks to the depth of our conference and, you know, the ability for anybody to beat anybody on any given night.
Coach, I know we said earlier off air you had spoke with some other – our thoughts and prayers are still going out to those communities that have yet to be able to even get to their facilities, Coach. I know our neighboring Buncombe counties and then some of our friends up in the Yancey County way and stuff. What have you heard or have you been able to provide any just support for those guys, even if it's just a phone call to talk football?
Yeah, had several phone calls, several text messages. Talked to Travis Pittman at Mitchell, talked to Joey Robinson at Mountain Heritage, talked to Shane Laws at Reynolds, Court Radford at Asheville. Really talked to most of those guys and just kind of, you know, just sent them a message and said, if there's anything we can do, please let us know. Obviously, feel really, really bad for them, feel bad for their seniors, they deserve the opportunity to be able to finish out their high school careers because, you know, 99% of people do not go on and play at the next level. And, so the majority of their rosters are going to be done as soon as their senior year's over, and you can't go play football at the rec league when you're 25, 26 years old. It's just not that kind of game. So I feel really bad for their players.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be able to get back on the field soon. We'll be back with our final segment here with Coach Ricky Brindley. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Piscataya, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Piscataya for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Piscataya on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Back here at the Black Bear Cafe with head coach Ricky Brindley. And coach, before we talk any about North here, just wanted to take a moment, and I think you can speak to it as well, but I myself wanted to just say this morning our community has experienced a loss last night with the passing of I've always called him as Uncle Buddy, took care of me from the time I began coaching at Camp Mill School, and I just wanted you to speak to what a man he was.
Yeah, you know, Buddy Ledford is a special guy. He's a special man in this community, and you know, I talked to his granddaughter, Natalie, who I went to school with, graduated with here, and she said he passed away last night peacefully. I was able to see him yesterday at the hospital. I went up there yesterday morning and was able to see him, hold his hand, make sure, you know, just to tell him that we loved him. And, you know, he's a special man. He certainly meant a lot to this community, meant a lot to Pisgah football, and just, you know, very, very blessed to have known him, very blessed to have had a relationship with him, and, you know, feel very, very sorry to his passing.
Yes, sir. And well said for sure. I couldn't agree more. Just he would always give me a handshake when I saw him down in his car and ask me what I thought about the football team. And that was whether it was a middle school football team or whichever football team was playing down there, he would always make sure and speak with me. And I would definitely miss talking to him outside the stadium right there. Coach, just want to give you a chance to brag on our community last night. Great atmosphere down at Bethel and all that went into that to make that happen.
You know, really, you know, kudos to Coach Morgan and Amanda Baldwin, the principal at Bethel, and Megan Woods, and just all the people, Brandon Holloway, that really spent time preparing. I know we had Katie Sorrells, one of the teachers and coaches at Bethel, was weed eating, and Courtney Myers, the assistant principal, they spent a lot of time weeding and just really spent a lot of time trying to get that place ready. And it was a great venue, you know, with all the things they've done there with the turf and the concession stand and the bathrooms. It was really a good venue. I thought it was a great high school football setting. Really just a lot of credit to them. You know, none certainly to me or my staff or anything like that. It was all to these other people that spent time with their work trying to make that place a great venue.
Coach, what can we expect next week out of North Henderson?
North Henderson's going to be a outside zone, a little bit of buck sweep, things like that. You know, they're going to try to be able to run the football. I don't think they throw it very well, but they're certainly going to want to be able to take it 3 and 4 yards at a time and move the sticks and try to keep our offense off the field. And they played West Henderson very tight a couple of weeks ago. You know, I know they're recovering a little bit from devastation, and I'm not sure how many starters they had out last night, but I do know they were missing a few, and, you know, we think they'll probably be back, and they'll be ready to go.
On behalf of WPTL Radio, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show this morning. A reminder that Pisgah will host North this coming Friday, and our Countdown to Kickoff show will start at 6:30. You can catch all ways that listen to past coaches' shows and all games on WPTLRadio.net. The kickoff next Friday night is scheduled for 7:30 at Bethel Middle School. Have a great weekend, folks. I'm Joshua Simmons, and on behalf of WPTL Radio, we thank you for listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. Have a great weekend.